Every day you get 3 KTAR News expansions, 8, noon, and 5. That's 15 minutes of commercial-free, nonstop news, traffic, and weather. Brought to you by
Sweet James, baby, he is sweet.
People's accident attorney.
That guy.
I'm Becky Lynn on Arizona's news station, KTAR News. Some might like to give him a bottle of Gorilla Glue. But we know you love them, so do we. Let's get back to Gatos and Chad.
We're going to talk about...
Surprise, Sweet James is not helping Trump with the impeachment.
Gorilla Glue in about 20 minutes.
How awesome would that be?
You want to talk impeachment? Yeah, me neither.
No.
All right,
either.
So here's what's
coming
up. But it
would be hilarious if Sweet James... Who's the guy that rips his jacket off and he's got tattoos and he's yoked?
Hulk Hogan?
No, the guy that's on the attorney that I see on commercials all over.
I know.
Husband and wife team.
Yeah.
That would be funny.
Can I give you some good news?
I love good news.
All right, let's do some good news on COVID and vaccines in Arizona. Over 1 million vaccines in Arizonans' arms. Today we had 1,861 new cases. Under 2,000.
That's been huge.
Long time. Remember the days of 17,000? We're at under 2. Arizona's COVID-19 inpatient hospitalizations are the lowest they've been since before Thanksgiving. The surges are brutal. They're brutal for doctors. They're brutal for nurses. They're brutal for family members. But right now, what we're doing is we're in that lull. We're enjoying not having 15,000 cases a day. Now, will that last? I have no idea. But what I do know is there was good news that came out of D.C., and usually that doesn't happen.
No, you're right about that. Rarely.
So how many? Well, let's just say it. The president went on a shopping spree today.
President Biden announced this afternoon that he is working to purchase 100 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine and 100 million doses of the Moderna vaccine. This would guarantee enough supply to vaccinate all American adults this year.
All right. So that's good news. He has ordered these vaccines, and I don't know exactly when they're on the way, but they are 200 million vaccines that the president ordered today. So that's more good news. So do you feel like we've turned the corner on this, or does the only way we turn the corner is Johnson & Johnson?
Johnson & Johnson is... We've gone through the long wait to get on the roller coaster, right? So we've done that, and it seems like it's taken forever. It's a hot day. Then we've got on the roller coaster, and now slowly but surely we've gone up this thing. Johnson & Johnson's going to be the thing that puts us over it, and
the
then it takes
punch?
Off. Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be a knockout punch. And if you look at most epidemiologists and statisticians who look at stuff like this, put all things together, say we're going to need a portion of people that are going to be infected or have been infected, because there's still going to be anywhere between 13 and 20% of people that will never get vaccinated. Mm-hmm. Now, for us, the way I look at it is if we get to 60 or 70%, that's pretty good. We cannot live our lives based on a certain amount of people that won't or can't get vaccinated for whatever reason. Maybe it's allergies or something. Mm-hmm. So I think the herd immunity that we think of are 95%. I don't think we need to get there, but you, like everything else, sometimes you got to ask for a lot more because you know you're going to get less.
All right, let's talk about that. Dr. Kara Crist was on the Mike Broomhead show today. How much vaccine are we asking from the federal government? Here's what she had to say.
What we're asking for is an additional allocation of...
Real quick, mask or no mask?
Double mask.
What we're asking for is an additional allocation of about 300,000 doses per week. That would give us a total allocation of about 450 to 470,000 a week. Because right now we're getting about 170,000 each week, and that's statewide. We know that the pods that we, that both the county and the state run pods, could function just with the 300,000 additional doses that we asked for.
All right. So we're not going to get 300,000. I don't know if we're going to get 170,000. I don't know if the goalposts change when Biden goes out and buys 200 million other vaccines. I don't know if that means Arizona is going to get more right away.
And how long until we get them is also the other big question. People are going to go like, is it going to be a week? Are we going to start receiving extra? Is it going to be 2 months?
Doesn't it feel like we've been in 1B, phase 1B for a while? To me, it has. Broomhead asked, when are we out of phase 1B?
We look to start moving into that probably at the end of February, beginning of March. but that is going to depend on the vaccine supply.
Okay, so basically, if we get more vaccine, we could move, you know, we did 1A, we could move out of 1B by the end of this month. We're in the middle of the month. You know, we could move out of this month and then maybe start March 1C. I'll have to look it up. I don't remember who's in 1C.
Well, by then, Fauci's already said, April, it's go time.
Dr. Fauci earlier today.
By the time we get to April.
I like when you do his voice a lot better.
By the time
than
we get to April.
Good.
That will be what I would call for.
That would be for what I would call,
you know, for better wording, open season, namely virtually everybody and anybody in any category could start to get vaccinated.
And that's what we're waiting for. That's the knockout punch. And as Chris said earlier today, these doses are actually going to pharmacies.
There are currently limited doses that are available in pharmacies in Arizona that will continue to increase. I know that as of today, the federal program will open up and they're directly allocating federal vaccines. That will be Fry's, Albertsons, Safeway, and Walgreens. And then we'll continue to expand that pharmacy program as we get more vaccines. But we are hoping that it will be readily available by April.
I don't know if you noticed, like Broomhead, when he interviews people, there's like a sniff on the air. Do you ever notice that? He's got to, you know, you got to make sure you turn the, yeah, you guys do, right? It's like, you know, when he sneezes, it looks like a party favor sometimes.
Oh,
I'm teasing. I like Mike Broomhead.
Why do you say that? He's got ginormous muscles.
He does.
Crush you.
There's no doubt about it. So this is all
now.
Good news, right? I'm going to give you one bit of bad news.
Okay.
Let me give you one bit of bad news from Arizona. I'm sorry. I got to do it. So a buddy of mine is a long hauler. Okay.
Truck driver?
COVID.
Okay.
So he got COVID 40 days ago.
Okay.
He's still recovering, right? Guess what he got in the mail yesterday?
What did he get in the mail?
He got something from the state of Arizona about contact tracing.
Oh, that's solid.
40 days later.
That is beautiful.
You might want to make a few phone calls to some people that you were around. 40 days later. So keep that in mind. I still like the job that we're doing with vaccines, but man, some things never change.
The things that people want to do, like contract, like when this first thing, you know, contact tracing, all this stuff, just realize that. That's the perfect example of how our government is not efficient and it would have took them forever. And it was just never going to be that way. We look over and we see small nations who do something and say, why can't we do that? And I'm like, have you met our government? Go down to get your license. Enjoy it. Now magnify that by a billion and that's what you get.
Yeah. So mostly good stuff.
Mostly.
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 Good stuff. You got 200 million vaccines bought by the president today. Maricopa County's now going 65 and older for vaccines. Fauci says it's going to be a free-for-all in April. You're going to be able to get it wherever you want. Also, the CDC came out today and said, hey, if you're fully vaccinated and you come into contact with someone who has COVID, you don't have to quarantine. Duh. My goodness,
well,
the CDC.
It's just like that. There's another perfect example of, well, what do you mean? I should hope not.
If I got the vaccine and I'm two shots done and I'm 2 weeks later and it's all kicked in and I come into contact with somebody, why do I have to stay home for 10 days? I went and got the vaccine.
And if that is what we're going to have to do, we're never going to get to these places that some people think we're going to get.
Coming up next. It's our favorite story of the week. Is that wrong to say?
No.
Are we being mean?
It's double the fun now.
Yes, it is. We're going to give you an update on the Gorilla Glue gal.
Yeah.
And now it's a thing, the Gorilla Glue Challenge.
Yeah.
Wait until you see what some
dude. Who
called
that? Do we know anybody who
I think his name was Chad.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's very popular.
Very popular amongst the youth of America.
It's coming up next.
Arizona's news station. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
You're locked in to the Gatos and Chad Show.
All right, we'll see if you know the news. If you've listened to the show, we're going to throw you a pop quiz. True-false questions.
True-false.
It's up in about 10, 15 minutes, so you'll get online at 277-5827. It's all coming up.
Hey, do you think Dan gets excited, Detour Dan, about trap? Did you see that crash in Texas?
100 cars.
100 cars. What are we up to? 7 dead.
Awful.
Six or seven. Yeah.
It was
terrible.
insane. Black ice, and it just got out of control. And it was just, it was, you're like, is this a movie?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It was piled up. I've never seen anything like it.
So I always thought to myself, Dan, do you get excited for traffic?
Not that.
I guess I do. The busier it gets, the more excited I get.
Okay. We were curious.
But not accidents.
No, it's just, I don't know, busy bee fever, I guess.
Okay. That's okay. But I thought, you know, like Jim Cross gets like, he's putting pictures up today of him in like firefighter outfits and stuff, and Pablo's seen it on his YouTube. But for me, I'm thinking to myself, I wonder if Dan feels the same way. Like, is he getting like, oh, my God, I'm so excited.
It's kind of freaky, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, yeah, it's true. I'm kind of geeky that way. I mean, I've been doing it for so long. It's a passion, I guess. The best way to describe it is passion.
Well, you get it. You tell everybody how to get around it.
There's a movie out there based on Traffic starring John Goodman.
I don't know if that's a good movie.
It was
a
really interesting. And Anne Heche. Crazy. Dan, good to talk.
Good to talk to you, Dan.
Go, let you go back and cause some more havoc.
That's right.
All right. I'll look for more trouble.
So give us the update on the Gorilla Glue gal.
Okay.
So if you're just joining us, like this.
Tessica Brown is her name.
When did this happen?
So it happened a while ago.
Well, okay. Well, we all found out about it a week ago?
Yeah.
All right.
A week ago. She posted something. It went viral. Of course, everybody made fun of her. She took Gorilla Glue and,
well, I was going somewhere, and my oldest son, he had my car. So when I went to go use my spray, it didn't have no more. So I'm like, you know, that was the closest thing to it. And as soon as I get home, I could wash it right out. But when I got home, it didn't wash out.
Yeah, it didn't wash out. And so she got stuck with it. She then took to the internet where everybody said horrific, horrible things about her. And that was not good. But
why do you put it on the internet?
Because people get desperate, and some people want attention, and some people
Did she do it on purpose?
Well, I think she did it on purpose. Right. I don't think, here's the thing,
there's a difference between doing it on purpose, which she did, but doing it for attention.
And that's a hard thing to tell, because I think a lot of times people think they want that attention, then they get it and they find out it's not what they want, because people are saying horrific things. I you know, on Facebook, you can join groups. I'm on several like monitor lizard groups. I won't ever post anything again. And friends are like, because it is the worst place to be. You can't even ask a question like, hey, I'm new to the monitor thing. You put one thing, 50 comments will come in. All of them are awful. And I'm like, I won't, because people take to the internet to be mean. Today, she got her hair did. And the doctor just he said, look, it was just simple, basic chemistry. I went in, found out what this entire thing was, broke it down going backwards.
Why couldn't the people at Gorilla Glue tell her what to put in her hair?
I don't think they have something based on hair.
Yeah, acetone, isn't that what you usually use?
Well, they tried that. That did not work.
That didn't work.
No, so they went and a dash of acetone, but he said he combined medical grade adhesive remover, which they probably, you know, you're not getting that, aloe vera, olive oil, and a little bit of acetone, and essentially it kind of got it undone and washed out. But she cut her ponytail off.
Yeah.
And so it was not good. And you think to yourself, well, I'm glad that, you know, she's better and she learned a lesson. That should be a lesson for everybody. Well, it was a lesson for everybody. Case in point, a guy named Len. Now, you would think to yourself, self, why would anybody in God's name take to the interwebs to do something stupid? Do we really have to ask that question? No. But Len decided he was going to try the Gorilla Glue Challenge.
He didn't believe it.
He didn't believe it. Not going to do it with his hair. Going to do it with one of those Solo red cups to his lips.
I trimmed the cup with some Gorilla Glue and placed it in my mouth for a few seconds, for a few minutes. And which I thought that I could lick it off, kind of, you know, to moisten it and pull it right off.
Yeah, as you do.
But that didn't work, though.
Did not work. No. So there he was in the hospital with a silly mask on.
You can't wear a mask when you've got a Solo red cup glued to your face.
Giant Solo red cup glued right there to his face.
You'd have to double mask it like Fauci is saying.
You'd have to. Yeah, it was just awful. And then, of course, you had to remove it.
They did like a peeling, basically a moistening peeling, you know, to get it off from there, from my upper skin on my lip, you know. So basically, all the ass been torn off, you know?
Yeah.
Cool. See, I think if I'm the doctor there and I look at this and I say, you put all that stuff on your face, you've got a solo cup there. Yeah, I'm going to rip this off your face. I'm not going to really give you any
anesthesia.
No,
we're just doing it.
Because you need to learn a lesson. So yeah. What I'm going to do is I'm going to rip it off your face. And if the lip comes with it, the lip comes with it. What are you going
to
do?
He may have to still have some of his lip removed.
Well, that's his problem.
Well, again, you know what? Here's the, you play a stupid game, you win a stupid prize. This guy's got a stupid prize. Congratulations, you two are viral for all the wrong reasons.
And he'll probably
go
on GoFundMe and make $1 million.
So, and he's already done the, he's already been on television for the, he likes to do challenge. He did the lick challenge.
With the ice cream?
Yep. Super solid individual.
Coming up next.
Coming up.
Pop quiz.
Pop quiz, hotshot.
277.
Some numbers.
5827.
More of those.
We're going to see if you know the news, true and false questions. Pop quiz is
Pop
in a second.
Pop quiz, hotshot.
The Gatos and Chad Show.
Pop quiz, hotshot.
Pop quiz. 602-277-5827. We end the show with pop quiz. Right. True, false questions about the day's news. Chad's job is to try and get you a prize. My job is to make sure you don't get it and you go home.
Don't get it. Let's start quick, fast. Let's go to Brian and Timber. What's up, Brian?
Brian, you ready to play pop quiz?
Yes, sir, Mr. Gatos. Been a fan here since you were teamed up with Famino over there on KGME, my friend.
In the late 90s.
Whoa.
Fantastic. All right, here we go. One of the most prominent neo-Nazi groups in the country says they plan to protest in Phoenix in mid-April. True or false?
True.
It is true. They say they're also coming here to Arizona to catch some spring training games. True or false?
False.
That is false. Bruce Springsteen. Chad, you like the boss?
No.
Okay, Bruce Springsteen. He received multiple citations for driving under the influence in New York. True or false?
True.
I'm sorry, you're dead to me. It was New Jersey.
Not
New York. Okay.
Garden State, right?
Mm-hmm.
No Garden's there. Garbage
pop,
Garden.
Pop quiz.
Pop quiz. Hot shot, John Maricopo. How are you?
All right, John, you ready to play pop quiz?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Here we go. Bruce Springsteen. The boss blew a 0.02. That's well below the legal limit of 0.08. True or false?
That is false.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're dead to me. It's true.
Oh, my Lord.
How does he get pulled over? That's like he had like a sip of beer. That's about it.
He said
right?
he had one or two, but he said it took him a while. But he had a 0.02. It wasn't even close.
No, it's
a... Wasn't like on live PD, they would have been like, what are we doing? But they said they saw him staggering around. I said he was probably getting ready to go, man, I can't believe it. You guys working for your money.
277-5827.
Zach in Peoria, you're live on the show.
All right, Zach, you ready to play pop quiz?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Bruce Springsteen, when the cops asked him to walk in a straight line, he got out of the car and began dancing in the dark. True or false?
False.
Why did that take you? You did not know that song?
I know that song, but...
Shut up.
You know, because...
You're dead to me over there. The QAnon community is crazy. True or false?
True.
Well, that's true.
You know what? Are they clinically crazy?
Yes.
Okay. Because you're a licensed medical professional?
No.
Okay.
The QAnon community believes that there will be a second inauguration of Trump on March 3rd, true or false?
True.
No, it's false. It's March 4th. Don't you listen to the show.
Don't you listen to the show. All right, Phoenix, John, what's going on, brother?
Doing good, gentlemen. How are you?
Great. Good, John. Okay. Valentine's Day is this Saturday, true or false?
That is false.
It is false. It's on Sunday. 39% of unmarried women would rather spend Valentine's Day with their dog. True or false?
Oh, damn. True.
True or false? You say true? It is true. Okay. 23% of unmarried men would rather spend Valentine's Day with their dog. True or false?
False.
Well, you're dead to me. It's true. I'll give you one, Chad. Oh, you want to go to Peter?
Peter, let's go, man. You got like 30 seconds here. You better get these right or
Peter,
else.
Peter, 73% of dog parents buy their dog a gift at least once a month. True or false?
True.
No, it's false. Come on, man.
I can't believe
pop quiz.
Failed! All of you failed me!
No prize. No prize. Makes me so happy.
So happy.
Oh, my goodness. You're all right. Tomorrow's Friday.
Friday,
we'll
baby.
Have a fun Friday. Fantastic Friday. Becky Lynn is up next. I'll see you tomorrow, Super
see
Best
you tomorrow, Friend. Super Best Friend.